ISIS gunmen stormed Afghanistan's largest university. They killed 19 people in an hours-long attack Monday. It was the second attack by the Islamic State on a learning center in just 10 days, as NPR's Dia Hadid reports from Islamabad.
One eyewitness, a public policy student, told NPR that she heard a terrifying bang and then the crackle of gunfire as gunmen rushed in. The student Nilafar Faraman says she was told to run, and she did. Later, she found out through a WhatsApp group that the gunmen held students hostage in two classrooms. They opened fire on some students. Others at the university fled the gunmen by jumping out of windows. ISIS claim responsibility for the attack. They claim they were targeting graduating students and inspectors, and it came days after an ISIS militant blew himself up outside a center that prepared students for university exams, killing more than 20. The attack cast a shadow over ongoing peace talks between the Afghan government and the Taliban. Even though they weren't responsible for this attack, they have stepped up their violence across the country, and that growing bloodshed is extinguishing hopes that some Afghans held that these talks would bring peace or even a reduction in violence. Shahrazad Akbar is the chairperson of the Afghanistan Independent Human Rights Commission.
It's harder and harder to have hope about the process when your children are being slaughtered on a daily basis, inside schools, inside universities.
And she says the violence, by all sides, should prompt the negotiators to ask themselves whether these peace talks are meaningful at all. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Islamabad.